بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Our life on earth is at its maximum engagement with the outer world is when the sun and the light are at their peak. Midday, early afternoon. By that, you're interacting as a human being, safeguarding your life, hoping for a better time ahead, hoping to be more and more content in the moment. And also, when the night comes and is still, do know that at no situation ever is your Lord not in charge or in control of you. And also do remember always that next phase of life, next level of consciousness, which comes to you after death, is far, far, far more elevated, more subtle and greater than this consciousness on earth. Now do remember that you were an orphan. Here where the Quran excels, in many cases, bringing in biographical, factual, historical situation with the broadest sense. So addressing the Prophet, weren't you an orphan? So is each one of us. In essence, you know, you are, once you are mature, you are technically in a sense that you're unable to truly, fully benefit from parental protection and other issues. So you are an orphan also. Weren't you an orphan? And you were in every way given refuge, given protection, given safety. And weren't you at a loss, as each one of us in many parts, many times in our life, we find we're confused. We don't know what to do, which is not only going to be appropriate now, but about later on. I don't want to regret what I'm doing now later on. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. You needed help, you needed backup, you needed sustenance, and you felt needy and impoverished, and it was your help. Therefore, whoever is in that status of an orphan, you know, do not oppress, be kind, be gentle. As for the beggar, do not repulse. We are all essentially in that state. We are begging for air, for water, for ease, for rest. As for the amazing, continuous showering of grace from your Lord, express it. So as your habit becomes that of gratitude, so you become more and more in the constant awareness of all of these gifts upon you. And the attitude of gratitude becomes your raft in being truly with an inner smile at all times. Bismillah.